Hello and happy Friday. Friday. Welcome to our last summer edition of CNN 10 before we start our usual slate of Monday through Friday shows kicking off after the weekend. Now, before we dive into our weekend, we have some of the top news stories from this past weekend. We will start with the heartbreaking story still developing in Colombia. The South American nation has been devastated by a 7.4 magnitude earthquake, the strongest to hit Colombia in a decade. The quake struck Monday in the western region, sending shockwaves through cities across the country and prompting the government to declare a national disaster. As of this taping, more than 200 people have been killed, hundreds more injured, a number that's expected to rise as rescue crews continue to work around the clock. Our Reed Binion has a look at the race to find survivors and how the world is reacting.
Colombia's president on Tuesday touring areas devastated by the massive earthquake that rocked the country Monday, the government declaring a national disaster as the nation's army deploys forces to the most gravely devastated areas. Some areas hard to reach, including near the quake's epicenter, have yet to receive help, according to one indigenous leader. A United Nations official says distribution of food is critical in the coming days. World leaders are offering assistance, and so are aid groups.
We've already deployed a team. They're already on the ground. The devastation is vast, and it covers a large geographical area.
Volunteers in the U.S. also doing what they can to help.
Just trying to help out, you know, whoever might need it.
Those relief efforts coming amid ongoing rescue efforts. Emergency responders racing to find people still buried under the rubble. Volunteers aiding in the daunting task of locating survivors. Video shows the moment an infant was pulled from the wreckage of an apartment building. One of the rescuers said he and several other civilians helped save the child after he heard someone under the rubble calling for help. The assistance from volunteers coming as first responders need all the help they can get amid the massive rescue effort. Crews also utilizing specialized search and rescue dogs that Colombian police say are playing a key role.
Now to Denmark, where the government is taking an old-school approach to trying to curb a next-gen problem in the classroom, AI cheating. High school students will be required to verbally defend their written assignments and any exams written at home as part of emergency measures aimed at combating the trend. The rules take effect immediately and apply to students in upper secondary education, which typically begins around age 16. The country's Ministry of Education is also calling on high schools to use tools to monitor students' screens during exams, as well as firewalls to filter the content they can access during exams and in class. They're also encouraging schools to get students to complete more assignments in school under controlled environments to make supervision easier. Pop quiz hot shot. Which part of the moon's shadow produces a total solar eclipse? Penumbra, umbra, corona, or terminator? Go ahead and moonwalk if you said umbra. The moon's orbit is tilted relative to Earth's orbit around the sun, so in order for a total solar eclipse to occur, all three must be perfectly aligned. The celestial sky put on quite a show this past week. A total solar eclipse crossed over Iceland, Greenland, Spain, and Russia. For about 2 minutes, the moon lined up perfectly with the sun, plunging several countries into darkness. A glowing white halo of light called the corona emerged around the dark disk of the moon. Folks who saw it were feeling all sorts of emotions.
It was fantastic, really touching, something that I have never seen before. It went completely dark and suddenly the day came again.
I felt goosebumps because it just makes us think about, I don't know, the shortness of life and how time can be different.
And in a rare alignment on Thursday morning, did you catch any of this? The northern hemisphere got a dazzling look at the Perseid meteor shower. Every August, Earth passes through debris left behind by Comet Swift-Tuttle. NASA says there were excellent viewing conditions because the peak of the shower coincided with a moonless new moon, allowing stargazers to spot 50 to 100 meteors per hour. NASA says the Perseids are the very best meteor showers to observe from Earth. This next story comes with a lesson. Do not mess with Harry Potter superfans. The Greenlink interconnector is one of Europe's most important energy projects. It's an undersea cable that's designed to connect the electricity grids between Ireland and Wales at a price of more than $500 million. But it was originally planned to slice right through a Harry Potter filming location, one that has become somewhat of a sacred spot for Potter fans. Our Ivana Scatola is here with what happened next.
Harry Potter fans managed to get an electricity project rerouted, all to protect Dobby's grave. The grave is actually a memorial for the fictional character on a beach in Wales where Dobby's death scene was filmed. It's a popular tourist spot where fans leave stones and some travel across the world to visit. The Greenlink interconnector carries electricity between Britain and Ireland through cables going under the Irish Sea. During the project's development, its planned route was set to go through the fan-made memorial to Dobby the Elf. That's before fans caught wind of the plan, former project manager Simon Ludlam said in a podcast. He said they received hundreds of calls protesting the route after the plans were revealed, so they ultimately changed the planned route to avoid the grave. It's actually not the first time the memorial's been saved. In 2022, the National Trust considered removing it or relocating it, because of the environmental impact it was having on the beach. In the end, they decided that it could stay open, as long as visitors stopped leaving socks and other items that could harm the environment.
Now to a story that is proof that people are never too young to dream big, and it's never too late to make those dreams a reality. When Tahira Reed Smith was in third grade, she drew a picture of something she always wished she could have, an automated double Dutch jump rope machine. Now, 4 decades later, she's an engineer, and she has turned her childhood dream into a rope spinning reality. Skip the puns and let our Scout Richards jump right in for more.
This third grade drawing became a real invention.
This was in 1986, and all I remember the assignment was to draw a picture of something you wish you could have. And I was an only child at the time. I loved jumping double dutch.
Now an engineering professor, Reed Smith turned her childhood idea into a real automated double dutch machine prototype that turns the rope for you. And she even reunited with her third grade teacher in the Bronx to show her what became of that assignment.
I was really emotional about it this morning. There's a real teacher that I had that was part of that memory.
Tahira has certainly shown me that anything is possible. And if you have an idea in mind, don't give up on your dreams.
Go up a little faster.
Members of Chicago's 40-plus Double Dutch Club got to give the machine a whirl.
If you have a turning machine, then anybody can jump. And it's even something that can help people learn how to jump.
Now, Reed Smith hopes to bring her invention, aptly called Jump Dreams, into production.
All right, this week's story getting a 10 out of 10 is you. The 10th of the month was Monday, so that means we are highlighting some of our viewers' top moments of 2026 so far. A lot of international submissions this month, so let's kick it off in China, where Wei Ling just passed her national postgraduate entrance exam, and she received an offer from her dream university. She says, "It is my proudest, yes, I did it moment of the whole year. We are so happy for you and love seeing your two furry fans celebrating with you. It is perfect." Perfect. Congratulations, Gongxi. Our next submission comes from Romania, where Bucharest Christian Academy celebrated their diverse student body with a culture festival. Mr. Maynard says their school hosts students and teachers from 11 different countries, and everyone was able to share their favorite songs, dance, and most importantly, food. Rise up. Finally, let's head to Dagsboro, Delaware, here in the United States. Mrs. Sentman shared these photos of the Indian River School Unified Basketball Team, which represented the state of Delaware in this year's Special Olympics. After a hard-fought tournament, these Olympians brought home silver medals, and their state could not be more proud. Neither can we. Way to go, and thank you for sharing such a momentous accomplishment with us. That's all for this month's 10 out of 10. If you want to be featured in our September 10th highlights, tell us something good. Send us your dubs, your victories, your milestones, and achievements to CNN10@CNN.com. Go make it an awesome weekend, my friends. And starting Monday, we will be back with you every day of the work week. Can't wait. I'm Coy Wired. We are CNN 10.